Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Psalm 99 says this: "The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob, you have done what is right, just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy." Moses and Aaron were among the high priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. You hear the message given in this passage by the Lord to each and everyone who reads it? I mean, there's a strong start here. It starts with a powerful thought. God reigns over everything that has been created, so nations should tremble. When they see all that there is and that has been done by him and know that he is our creator, they should be trembling. And then he says he sits among the angels. The Lord's celestial beings watch over all of us. Our Lord is there with them. Let the earth shake. And do we truly realize the position and power of our Savior? He is over every and all nations. They may think they are powerful, but he is even more powerful and they can't stop him. He administers justice. He has equity, which means he provides the same level of opportunity and assistance to all people, no matter the race, nation, color, gender, creed. So we should bow down before him and worship him because he will do what is right and or just or righteous in his Father's sight. Right by the Creator's choice and sight and truth, not man's. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Verse 5. Only God is holy. The main idea behind holiness is separation. God is separate from all sin. He is perfect in his nature. His character is one of flawless moral perfection. That is why we are told to worship him in his holiness, to bow at his feet or footstool and worship who he is. Being holy for us as we worship him means we live differently than others, that we are to be set apart for the Lord while in this world. Being set apart for God means that we live a life for God, to be holy in all we do through the Holy Spirit. Be holy because God is holy. God has called his own and sets us apart and made us holy, different than what the world lives like. Now we are to live it out day by day. We are holy as we are becoming holy by following him and striving to live as he calls us to live, by his truth, his teaching. When this psalm was written, each nation claimed top honors of their gods. But Israel knew who the God above all gods truly is and was, the Lord God Almighty. In fact, God is so much greater than other gods that it's impossible to even see God sitting on a throne. God is so much higher than anything else in the universe that all we can catch is a glimpse of his footstool. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Yet the magnificent God, who has no human limitations, chose to do something even more magnificent. God took our humanity to become one of us. Jesus Christ, who with God the Father and the Holy Spirit is the God above all gods, chose to humble himself so that instead of kneeling at God's footstool in awe and wonder, we could sit at his feet. Sitting at the feet of Jesus. That gives a whole new light to that statement, doesn't it? Many stories of those who did just that as we worship him and just sat and took in all the wonder that he displays. Every man, woman, and child is invited to gather around Jesus, just as they did when he was walking upon this earth. And he told stories about the kingdom of God. He taught how people were to live and to worship God. He healed diseases, broken hearts, and withered spirits. He does the same today. Now, here's the most powerful message of all within this passage. Jesus died and rose again and ascended to heaven where he again sits at the eternal throne. Everything is under his feet, even the last and most bitter, powerful human enemy of all, death. Hallelujah, praise God. Our God reigns forever and ever. This is who we are worshiping and striving to live like. And for in this place now, where we live and walk, we seek to be like him. Wow. Prayer thoughts for today. Remember Bonnie Osborne, her co-worker's daughter, son-in-law, and child were in an accident, and the daughter was killed. Remember Scott Rooney as he waits for surgery, Paul Tremaine, Ray and Iris, Don and Ellis, Sheila, a friend of Jane's, Linda Dobbins as she recovers from her back surgery. I understand it went pretty good. Missionaries, nation, church, and our families. Just spend a few moments in prayer. And once you're done, then just have a great day as we worship the Lord together in Jesus' name. Amen.